Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Justin.
Yes.
How you doing today, ma'am?
Who's this?
My name is Antonio from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like newspaper, radio, internet,
no,
or television? Are you 18 years of age or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely.
Yes, I will vote.
Probably.
Definitely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
59.
And just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, the opposite, very cold and unfavorable. 50, that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, just let me know. How would you rate your feelings toward Donald Trump?
0.
How would you rate your feelings about Black Lives Matter?
Yes.
You can choose any number from 0 to 100.
I know.
Okay.
I would choose 90.
Okay. What about public school teachers?
70.
I would choose 90.
Okay. What about public charter schools?
70.
What about Joe Biden?
50.
Your local school board.
Correct.
I don't have, can I do an NA or something?
Yes, of course.
That's a 50.
So no opinion. Or you can.
Yeah, no opinion.
No opinion, okay. What about public schools?
I don't have any kids at school or anybody going to school.
Now, your general opinion about them?
Well, I think my general opinion about them is probably like a 30.
Okay. What about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
I don't know.
Okay. What about the critical race theory?
So if I go towards 100, that's positive.
That's that you like them, yes. That you feel very warm.
So we'll say 90.
And
mm-hmm.
90, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating the students?
Between the two, I don't.
Yes, between the public and the charter schools. Okay.
I don't know.
Some people view education as a means to prepare the students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10, they're doing very well. 5, somewhat. 0, not too well.
Okay.
Embrace American values and be proud American citizens. From 0 to 10, how well do you think they are preparing students?
2.
Become more organized and have structure.
6.
Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
6.
6, okay. Now, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students at our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
3.
Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
Probably 2.
Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
Probably 5.
5, okay. We're almost done, okay, ma'am? Just stay with me a couple of minutes. Now, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Yes, sir.
As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten to 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in the classroom's discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree or disagree?
Somebody who can send me a new card.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Now, let me read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. Please tell me whether you would support or not, or oppose it. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Adding armed security guards to patrol all kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. Would you support or oppose that?
I don't know. That's a hard one. I don't know.
What about?
I would support it.
Somewhat.
Strongly. Somewhat.
What about raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support whatever not the strongly is.
Somewhat. Okay. Increasing.
We're almost done.
Just one more minute. Increasing teacher pay. Would you support?
Strongly support. Mm-hmm.
Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Strongly support.
We're almost done, okay? Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. Now, this new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten to 12th grade public school curriculum?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Now, let me read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. These are the last three. Okay? I truly thank you, ma'am, for being so cooperative in your opinions. Very important for the purpose of this survey. This is the last three. Please rate each scale on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, 5, somewhat, 0, not convincing at all. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world that we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Would you find that convincing or not convincing at all, from 0 to 10?
8.
What about those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education? Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It is also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? The school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing is that statement?
I was convinced until you told me teachers know, because I don't think that all teachers do know how to do it unbiased.
Okay.
So let's give four.
Four. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high. And 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing does that sound to you? From 0 to 10?
Yeah, that sounds like an 8.
Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree
strongly.
With that statement? Strongly
agree.
Okay. Now, I only have a few questions for statistical purposes only.
No.
Okay.
We're done.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ma'am. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Eighty-seven percent.